This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. My morning jacket.
Why didn't you?
Boy, I still can do Who Can Matt Beat Now, but only on select songs.
I like this song.
I do too. That's so wild. I was listening to My Morning Jacket yesterday.
What did it sound like? Was it this one?
I accidentally was playing My Afternoon Jacket first.
Oh. You don't have an evening jacket?
I just wait till I get to bed.
You got to, right? My bathroom jacket. Sunday.
My bathroom jacket.
Night jacket sounds dirty.
That's the number three, if you can pull that
one
off.
We have a tribute band where we wear all black. We're the morning jacket with a U. You read that when it makes sense.
Yeah. You can't see it.
Don't. God, it's a good song, boy. That's another band. It's like, how did y'all not get any bigger than you did? Like, y'all should have been as...
What happened?
I don't know.
Did you get too cute or...
Or too many drugs or whatever? Like, this is very reminiscent, this song especially, of Grateful Dead. Just jamming, man.
Do you feel like bands like this don't like being referred to as a quote-unquote sellout, which I guess that means making money is something you like to do?
A big show, though, is if you start wearing those big oversized hats, like fedoras, always a telltale sign.
Yeah, the little Western-looking hats.
Do people think of people like that? I don't think they do they? I don't think of a band, sellout. Like, here's a band that wants to make money.
That's kind of
80s. That's interesting you say that because Corey Taylor did or is going to be at the Comic-Con signing, not our Comic-Con, like the San Diego one. Signing autographs, like a meet and greet kind of thing, and I saw people were calling him a sellout. And I'm like, come on.
It makes no sense.
Like,
are you supposed to do it for free or not turn down money?
I don't know. It's like people getting on Walt Goggins' ass for being the frontman for Walmart now.
I mean, when you...
Like, you tell me you turn down money from Walmart.
When you...
You go there anyway.
When you say sellouts, I think of Metallica fans and Green Day fans. It's kind of like, you can't be corporate radio or...
I'm going to start using it for normal jobs. You know, if you're going to work at a fast food restaurant this morning, sell out. Make your own food for free.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you sell out. You're actually a bad person. You're making America fatter.
Make America fat again.
You can't be an activist working at a fast food restaurant. You don't care. You go to all these protests and rallies with your signs and stuff, but you fattening everybody up. Just for what? Money.
You're killing us all.
For what? Money. You sell out.
Oh my God.
Postman. Yeah. You guys are getting Postman. Paid to bring us
Poser.
Bills.
Poser.
You turncoats. You Benedict Arnold bastards. I'm joking,
crazy?
By the way. See some sarcasm here, please.
God, that was fun.
Don't rub my mail up your rear end when you put it in the mailbox.
They're getting... Well, you know, the mailbox would stink.
Yeah.
They're getting paid to bring us bills. That's genius.
That is.
Thank you for my mail.
Why does my mail smell like ass?
You remember the old days when they would send letters in the Civil War saying, Aloysius died in the war. You got to raise these 17 kids. Who brought that to him? A mailman for money? Sellouts.
What a name. Aloysius.
Aloysius. And some other bad people. Remington.
Aloysius.
Tony Glock.
Sig Sawyer, whatever it is.
Sig Sauer. There's actually the person who made the Gatlin gun is actually named after him. It wasn't Larry Gatlin.
It was one of the brothers.
So let me tell you this. Paige, you're probably over there like, what are they talking about? And I was getting Fat Boy to counsel me on something. I had a very... it kind of gave the little tease there, which, you know... I feel like that's so, there's so much time put into that. I overthink everything so much. I got what I think is an interesting little thing here, but what am I going to tease about it? And then that ends up taking so much out of my brain. What's the good tea? So I said, I saw an old friend and it was bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that held anybody over. Plus, I think you think we're good, so you'll listen. Why would you not hang over? You can go listen to Drive On, Billy.
We haven't played Jeopardy. Come here. We're going to play Peckerhead Road one more time.
One more. Do it again.
I think the bittersweet they want to know. Like, I don't know what it is.
So.
Kind of curious. Mm-hmm. Not that way.
It's so I saw an old friend. And when I say old friend, I mean a friend, a still current friend. A friend for like 15 plus years. But the thing about it is, it's embarrassing, not only for me a lot.
That's always awkward, though.
But I don't know how the person that's involved in this story will take it. And that's one thing that I've learned by doing this show. The biggest lesson is you, be authentic. Don't try to sound like somebody else. Don't enunciate. That's my new rule.
Don't do it.
I don't care about the podcast transcripts. You should listen, and you would know what I said.
So this might have been
Karen.
This might have been something embarrassing, right? Like the
very, very, like, but embarrassing about the friend as well. So almost.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of, like a booger hanging out or something like that.
Zipper down.
I want to do what's best. So, I've told stories over the years. And when I say stories, that's what your grandma would call lies. Yeah. I mean, like true stories and stuff. And it's like the person that would be involved, like, you know, God bless it. I wish you hadn't told that story. It's ruined relationships. It's lost friends for me. And I don't want to do it anymore. But it's a fun story.
Oh, I love the good ones, though.
You gotta, juicy.
You got to sacrifice.
The best thing, I think, is to test the friendship. And by that, I mean, A, they should be listening right now if they're my friend.
That's a great point.
And we will watch the phones and see if this person calls in to admonish me or to laugh at the fun joke story.
Oh.
It's not a joke. It's a story. Matter of fact, it's...
This took a turn.
Well, it's it's funny. The joke's on me, but then at the end, I feel like the joke... They might feel like the joke's on them.
Oh, I know how this goes. And this is going to be a classic foot and mouth story, right?
It's not, though. But it is. But it's not. Like, you only know these things because I tell you. My mom never came on here and Matthew tell you the time he got stuck in the sliding board? No. My dumb ass told you. Did my dad say, Matthew, tell him about the time you got molested at church? No, I told you. I ruined it myself.
Matthew tell you about the time he was Mr. T?
She loved that story. So... I will tell the story, I will reference the person, and if said person is still wants to be my friend, they will call in and say that. Now, I'm going to stick to that, okay. So this happened on Friday, and I'm not going to say this story because they don't spend a dime with us, and it's not like anybody's in there saying, hey, thanks for coming in today, listen to the Rise Guys, so to hell with them. I was at a store though, and it was a store where I was buying a lot of things. So it was groceries. And I come out of the particular store and I look out in the parking lot. Almost, you know how people pull into a parking lot like they're not fully parked? They're like, okay, we're just chilling here for a minute. Do we put the GPS in or waiting on somebody or whatever? So it was kind of like half-assed parked, but not in a bad way. So I look over there and who do I see? Attorney Rob Vinaria.
Hey.
Attorney Rob Vinaria from
hey, folks.
CallRob.com fame, when the good time goes bad. And I don't think if he has any issue with this, I would hope not. I think he's referenced it on the show before. He's probably listening to this now, hopefully saying, oh my God.
You know he is.
But he's got, as a chair, he's got a Jeep and it's like one that's under the color pattern of like the army green, you know?
Oh yeah.
Kind of that
yeah.
thing. And so I look over there and I see Attorney Rob Inario sitting there in his green army Jeep, and the doors were off. It was real hot and everything. So
must have just went to the gulches or about to go.
No, it was clean. So I think he maybe was about to go. So I saw him there. Rob always wears Ray-Ban aviators. I wear the Wayfarers. He wears the aviators. And then, of course, his signature what? What's on his feet?
Oh, he's the flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
You know, there's the Lincoln lawyer. Rob's the flip-flop lawyer. Only in Tevis. Like you.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he changes sides or anything.
He's not going to turn on
you. He wears flip-flops. So I also noticed the small, because down on the quarter panel of the Jeep, there's some writing for his business. I imagine it says callrob.com on there. So I even saw the white writing on there. So I knew it was him. And he then looks over at me and starts to smile like you see the pearly whites or whatever.
It's all you.
Yeah, but I had my hands full with all the bags, so I just start smiling or whatever, and I was like, let me give you the distance here. Me to Rob Inario was probably about 15 parking spots away.
Okay.
So there was some distance. So I had my bags full, but I'm smiling real big. So I look around. There's not anyone around there. It's like, what's up, MF-er?
Hang on. There's no kids around that might
have heard it. No. Plus, you can't catch a charge for that. You might catch a pocketbook upside the head, but you won't catch a charge.
You're going to get an Agner on the dome.
So I say, what's up, mother effer? I get in my vehicle, and I drive over there to find out that was not Attorney Rob Inario.
Oh, my God.
Wait a second.
For real?
You guys made eye contact. You got the smile.
He made eye contact first and got the – I know Rob's smile. You know Rob's smile.
Yep.
Like that, it's a. Rob has a very nice, natural smile. Mine usually looks fake, and even if it's not, it looks fake. Like here's my smile.
Yeah,
it just looks pushed.
It's a
it?
Smirk.
It is. I know, but like,
Rob's a genuine smile.
He's got a very nice, genuine smile, and the Ray-Bans and the Jeep and the flip flops. And I know you're saying, "Oh wow, someone in the South with an army Jeep and flip flops on, the doors off because it was 99 degrees."
Very common.
So I drive over there, and it was not, in fact, Attorney Rob Inario. this is where it gets dicey, and this is the test of the friendship right now, to see if he is listening, and B, if he will find any funny in this at all.
Oh, so okay. I don't want to ask too many questions.
So I was like, what's up, mother? Put the groceries in there. Don't even look again. I pull out, I go around, and then pull down the next aisle, 15, maybe 18 car spots away.
You keep saying it the whole way. Hey, MF-er.
I'm not even like paying attention as I drive over.
Probably
there.
Flipping
like,
a bird, too.
No, I just, it was just the MF, and then I'm kind of, and then right as I pull in the spot, I realize that was not, in fact, it was not Attorney Rob Inario, it was a woman, man.
What? How'd you get that wrong?
Wait a second.
It was a woman, and I wanted to explain to her, like, A, I was like, she.
That voice tickled.
Like, she clearly.
I apologize.
She clearly knew that I called. Because in the way that the little shopping center is, there's almost like this concave kind of area where they vibrated and echoed a little more. Mother, wow. blanker.
You just keep on
like,
saying
no, but I mean, the echo carried her to whatever. So I I wanted to explain to her, hey, I'm so sorry. First off, wasn't hitting on you. That's not the opening line to really get a girl on your side. Mm-hmm. I said, truth is, I thought you were a friend of mine. And, you know.
You were wrong.
Thank God you didn't moon her, thinking it was him or something.
I just don't want Rob to be mad at me because, A, I thought that a woman was him, and B, that this is also another lesson why, especially women, don't call your friends bad names, bad words.
Don't yell
like,
it out.
Why would, usually MF is related to just a bad person, somebody you don't like. But yeah. I call my friends that. I call my friends very bad things, but in terms of endearment.
That's what it is. I mean, you know, we're not going to hug it out like women do a lot and say, have you, bitch. It's like, what's up, MF-er? Give me some fist. But I'm thinking you're driving up to apologize. Nope.
No, I...
Yeah, but I mean, like...
But I didn't tell her, like...
That's what I'm saying. If you're her, are you even going to wait, like, stay there for you to come up?
I think just waiting on someone to come out of the grocery store and they didn't want to fully park. You know, the people that, like, I want to wait back here and creep a little bit.
I'd be jumping spots, for sure.
But I didn't want to say, I thought... I said, I'm sorry, I thought you were a friend of mine. And then just pulled away. Because I just called a stranger, also a woman, an MF. But then I have to tell my friend now that I called a woman an MF in his name, in a sense.
Wow. An obvious woman.
That's not nice.
I mean, at that point, you might as well commit to it and just say it again as you drive past.
Yeah, but I also have to remember, too, that Attorney Rob Inario, not just a close friend. And now, you know how I know I'm a close friend? Inario.
Not because the sign's on the wall.
I didn't look.
We got to call him. We got to get him on.
You think that he... I was hoping that he would be listening and would call in and say, that was... That's pretty funny, Matt.
They don't have court in the summer, do they? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think they do. We got to get him there either way.
1-800. I don't want any fakers either. No one pretending to... I know I can ask Rob one question. I know he'll if it's the real him. So nobody pretending to be Rob. 1-800-774-0093.
You know the sound, just not the face anymore.
And also, if you were, would you be offended if someone saw you and went over to say hi and realized it was opposite sex? Is that offensive?
I think it would be to the other sex.
That sucks.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Texting in like it's Monday.
We got a case of them.
Wow, Matt, what a great friend you are. You put your show ahead of your friends and family's wants and needs. Unsigned pussy.
Oh, that was the whole name?
Unsigned wow. Pussy is the name. I don't know if it's a P1 name or if that's just like their ex handle or not. I'm not sure.
They're a band.
That's something else.
Wow, I'm glad I'm not your friend, because if I were, I would have probably not been your friend anymore because of a story you would tell. Not everything has to be on the radio. Not everything is. Not everything has to be on social media. I don't put everything on social media. Matter of fact, I've been getting people asking me, saying, "Why did you put up more pictures of the new baby?" And I'm like, "Well, because Jackleg over here said I was doing it too much." That's what I call Paige, Jackleg.
Jackleg.
Puts more Banzo so pictures critical. On there, man.
No, Paige, should have used Fatboy in that analogy.
You're going to learn.
So, short story, I thought it was Attorney Rob Inario. There's another fun one I highlighted here. I would be surprised if Rob decides to not advertise on your show anymore. Why would he? You just said that he looks like a woman. Did not. God. Did not. I said I saw Rob Inario in his Jeep. That was the chair. Parked in the grocery store parking lot. I said, "What's up, MF-er?" I said the full word. Put my groceries in, drive over it, find out it is not Rob Inario. It was a woman that I had just called an MF-er.
From what you said, what, 10 spaces away at
15
least?
15, I upped it to sound better. Maybe 18. But it was far enough away. And the same, just the way Rob sits in his Jeep, where if the doors are off, he's got the knee as the chair again. Damn.
Jesus Christ almighty.
It's the chair. It's his knee will be out. So chair he just stinks. Sits there like completely splayed or whatever in the Jeep. And I is that him?
That's him.
Oh. Okay, so that's a positive sign. Because he was mad, he wouldn't call. I hope. I mean, because, you know, I want to say this before he comes on. It's not if...
Listens like a hawk.
I like, well...
Or Hoot Owl, I mean.
Use a different example.
They listen with their feet.
Don't talk about Andre Dawson like that. No, I think he will see the fun in it. I hope he does.
I mean, the guy's got a sense of humor.
Oh, he's got a great sense. That's what I was going to say. Like, if he said, "Well, you know what, I'm going to cancel my advertising," I would say, "Please just keep being my friend, though, because that's what's most important."
But it's a Monday, too, so.
I know.
You mix that in, I mean, that's the unknown variable.
Well, he's getting ready to go into court, maybe, and he's like, "I just lost all my confidence now because you said I look like a woman."
Probably can't find his Tevas. He has to wear actual shoes. He's probably got Bruno Magli's he wears to court.
I'm going to face. Oh, I think he wears Gucci loafs.
You might.
All right. Attorney Rob Inario and close personal friend, good morning.
Good morning, close personal friend that thinks I look like a woman.
That's not true. That woman looked like a man.
I was waiting on
it. Why are we not going half full on this here, buddy? She looked like
a man.
That
is true.
A real man.
Technically, you accused a woman of looking like a man.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
I'm kind of curious. I pity that poor woman because she must have a very nice full beard like I do.
So that I want to say that, but here's the thing. And I'm getting mucho gray in the what you would call the soul patch area and along the mustache. But being outside, and again, I had on sunglasses. This lady had on the same style of sunglasses, same vehicle, same flip-flops. And don't you put your knee out when the door's open?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, I've witnessed that many times. So I thought maybe...
Also, my Jeep is...
Yep.
My Jeep is gray, not green.
Well,
oh.
It looks green. Hey, so what? I'm colorblind.
That would have been a big giveaway.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're wearing the dark lenses, gray can look green.
Yeah, and then the white of the beard was, you know, the sun brightened it up, and I just didn't see it. I did not see it.
You made a grave mistake.
Yeah. But, I feel like if you...
I do have a...
If you would have yelled out...
Three teenage daughters have given me a full white beard.
I get that. I get that.
If you would have yelled out MF-er, I feel like if it were Rob, he would have yelled something. But maybe not that.
Or flip me off or something.
Something, yeah.
But because the person, air quoting, Rob, smiled at me first, like, oh, I see you over there. Ha, ha, ha. Hands are full. I had like 6 bags in my hands. So I'm like, what's up, MF-er? I didn't even look over again to even make sure that it was Attorney Rob Inario. I just drove right over there. And then right when I rolled down the window, I'm like, you're not Rob.
Good thing he didn't moon her, because that would have been...
I don't do that to friends.
Or if you'd have just, you know, kept doing it, like, come help me with these groceries, MF-er.
Right. Something like that. Rob?
Well, why didn't you ask her out? She could be an attractive woman if she looks like me. No. And she looks at you, she smiles. See, I mean, she might have been on the prowl for some Matthew.
Well, at least we know she's not too big.
That's the...
If you thought she looked like Rob...
Well,
nice and
that's true. She's at least height, weight, proportionate.
Well, I'm glad you're not offended that, because the truth is she looked like a man. So that's the positive on this.
That's what I took from it.
Yeah.
Very strong jawline.
Yes, looked like she knew a lot about cars and guns.
The truth is you can't tell the difference.
Not true. My eyes were bugged out because of the grocery store prices, Paige. I was like, whoa. It's like a scene from the movie The Mask. The eyeballs just come right out when I go up to the egg counter. Damn it.
Are you taking...
You'll probably never catch me at a grocery store. Brittany does most of the shopping. Now, if you were at an auto parts store, there's a real good chance that'd be me.
God, it might be both of them. Then he'd have to guess who's who. Like from behind, you see the woman you thought was Rob, and then you see Rob himself.
Oh, God, yes. Rob himself.
Yeah, well. Matthew, Rob next himself. Time you think you see me out in public, slap me on the ass.
No. Then I'd have to call you when that good time went bad.
Oh, I could well.
Oh, that's perfect. He's setting you up.
You imagine the judge says, all right, tell us what happened. Well, sir, Your Honor, I thought that was my attorney's ass that I slapped. Wait a minute. What?
That's the real attorney-client privilege.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird.
Hey, Rob, can a judge order you to shave, or is that something that never happens? Some kind of...
I mean, a judge can order anything. I don't think he has the right to enforce it, but if it benefits my client, I'll shave.
Okay.
It grows back in like 3 days.
He's like, Inario, I want you to come in here with a what do they call the gay mustaches that go all the way down the face?
Van Dyke.
No, the handlebar.
The Fu Manchu.
Yes,
I was thinking the long one, the long mustache.
I knew I was close.
All right, so we're still friends, like best of friends and stuff. Like you came to my mom's funeral and everything, man. That was the true side of who my friends were in life. Fat boy didn't.
I don't remember see Fat Boy there, but I saw all the good people there. Jeff Ray, Doug, me.
Chase Elliott, they were all there. Jeremy Clements.
Saw an alien-looking guy there.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy was from a different world. Not the TV
show,
but like a different... No, it's Mark Hendricks.
Mary was intergalactically loved.
She was. She was. All right, Rob Inario. I love you, man. That was fun. I'm glad you didn't really get mad, because I've literally lost, I honest to God, I've lost probably 5.
Right.
I won't say I lost the full friendship with them. The dinosaurs ought to get in here. But like the friendship waned because I would tell an old high school story or this person that I had. One of my best stories ever about, you know, high school into college years involved one of my former close friends who decided to, I don't even think he's like a official pastor. He's like a youth minister thing now.
He's almost.
But I'm like, I'm validating your testimony.
Jobber preacher.
When you talk about used to doing drugs and drinking beers and stuff. Uh-oh. Like, I'm validating. Yeah, he did. I did it with him. But he got very mad at me for using his name. So I just.
What if you're missing a body part and that's part of your nickname? Don't tell me because I'm going to say it. The guy's going to get mad.
Yeah, hold one-legged Ron.
That was one-legged Batman. We remember
that's
him.
So good.
All right, Rob. You have a good week, my friend.
Robin! Hey,
do you have to work this week?
Well.
Does court go on during the Independence Day weekend, a week?
Courts are closed this week, but I was already on the phone about 7:30 this morning talking to somebody that just got picked up, or actually the boyfriend of somebody who got picked up.
All right. Well, always working.
It's a holiday week.
It is.
Do it to it, man. All right. Thank you, Rob.
Hey, you're welcome, y'all.
All right. See you.
See you, Robbie.
When that good time goes bad, call Rob. But don't call Rob an MF.
Don't think he's a woman.
I don't think he'd help you at that point.
I remember the time we were at Western Sizzler and on Paris, or not Paris, Poinsett Highway. And that's where they had you would go through, you know, all those old steakhouses, Ryan's and the like. You would go, you were like cattle going down these little turns, these little aisles or whatever. And this one had a big glass partition in the front of it. And my mom saw a woman that we had just went to church with, and she's, oh, they're coming here too. So my mom goes and puts her face on the glass and puts her nose in there and starts doing her fingers by her ears like big old thing. And she's like, oh my God, that's not Linda. That was not Linda. My mom in front of the whole restaurant.
It's probably somebody that actually looked like that, where their nose was like permanently up.
No, oddly enough, it was attorney Rob Ineri. That's how we met.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, some more.
Oh, yeah, give you a little taste, yeah.
This is This is probably, it's at least top three. I'm not going to go Mount Rushmore. I can take it down to three. Four I like is Horseman and The of July.
So I forget how many is actually on Mount Rushmore. I feel like people change the number to make it work for whatever list they want to do. But it's four, right?
I don't know why it's always that, like, the Mount Rushmore of. Like, what's another? Why do we have to do top four?
What else would it be?
Who is the George Washington of?
Why can't it be, like, something else with four? Like a four hitter or...
Why not three?
Do they make four-way doodles? Like, I don't even know.
God, what if you're in a three-way relationship? Do they make a three-headed dildo?
God. That really is a good question.
Call Rob back and ask him if we can get a hat.
Rob would know because that's funny you say.
Where are you going with that?
Isn't this a jam?
Just doing your
He probably saw one in evidence before in a case.
God, you know we should have asked him? Of course, he would have likely made a couple jokes. Well, maybe not. I don't know. About what he thinks about Sean Combs. I don't want to call him Diddy.
Why do we not talk to Rob, effing lawyer, about Diddy?
I know. He's working. Rob, if you want to call back.
I
want to take advantage of the fact we have an attorney on call.
Right. You need to ask him.
I wish we could get a doctor like that.
You know, a lot of people agree that, the Diddy trial has been kind of lackluster. Like, they thought it was going to produce superstar witnesses.
Oh, God.
A lot of salacious details. We didn't really learn anything else.
Have you ever served on a jury before?
Yeah, for a DUI, but that was... I mean, look, everybody on the jury drank.
Would you blow?
Hey.
Who?
And they like...
I said what, not who?
You could not leave until you agreed unanimously.
Yeah,
so we're like, okay, we've all been there. Let's do it. Let's get out of here.
Otherwise, it's a hung jury if you can't agree on something.
Well, super like, not guilty. Let's go home.
It'd be fun to say you're a part of a hung jury, wouldn't it?
Really would.
But, like, yeah, you're exactly right, though. Like,
No Bieber. There's been no Bieber. Now people are saying that he wasn't even, what he was exposed to had nothing to do with any of this stuff.
So it's like some... So is Sean... I'm just going to call him Puffy because I'm old school. Puffy, I thought he had dirt on everybody and that was what was going to keep him alive, essentially. But I don't know who... It's like this speculation. I mean, it's all it is. It's just like...
Yeah.
But there's so much deeper stuff here. Like...
There's no cameras,
I mean,
too.
I'm becoming a white woman. I want to know what this mystery is about. I want to know... Where did this all come from, and how is it just going away just like that?
For what's been exposed, it has knocked him down a notch as far as the star system and credibility and everything else. So if there is a hung jury and there's no conviction...
There's a real possibility he could get off.
I know, and that's... I'm sitting here reading USA Today right now saying, you know, they said it better than you just did, but... Pretty much the same thing. Like, there's a chance he could go off scot-free.
I read a couple of things from attorneys that said, who followed this thing, that said the prosecution did not meet the burden of proof.
So that, I mean, so even like this, I can't remember her name. I keep wanting to call her Aaliyah, and God bless, it's not Aaliyah. The one that he beat up on camera.
Cassie, I forget her last name. Her name's Cassie.
Drug her by the hair. Yeah. So this is all separate stuff, but like, that right there is on video. Like, everybody saw it. You can see it if you haven't yet.
And there were, like, the best of my knowledge explaining that away is, like, you know, a lapse in judgment.
No, that's assault. So,
yeah, but the way they defended it in court was like, look.
Didn't they go buy the VHS tape copy of it?
Yeah, bought it from the security guard.
Was he arrested for that? For domestic violence?
No. Nor was the security guard who sold it to him.
So that's the error on everybody. You know, for there's so many things that he should have been charged for.
I think.
Underage drinking.
I'm a conspiracist. Conspiratist. Conspirator?
Kidnapping.
Conspiracy.
No, I'm not. Oh, you're just saying words.
Trafficking or whatever you want to call
it. No,
Conspirator.
Yeah, but I feel like the reason he's getting off, and I hate even saying that when talking about Puffy and freak offs, but like,
yep,
That might be why. It's because, you know.
They didn't call any witnesses.
He could say, hey, I've got all these videos still. Y'all tried to, you know, come in and seize all my stuff, but I had them locked up in a vault, so-and-so, whatever, and I'll release all that. I mean, just.
Well.
There ain't no way this ain't all real.
Do you know the other trial that just ended, and I didn't follow it because everybody else did? It was the chick in Boston.
The Oregon trial.
That might have, well, that she was found not guilty, but that her boyfriend died, and they were thinking that maybe she hit him with her car. This happened up in Boston. It was like a big trial.
Yeah.
So they were saying that was a battle of the expert witnesses. Like, that's what that whole trial came down to. So okay. Maybe they're saying here the defense, you know, explained a lot away.
I was right. Although some on some stuff, some of the stuff was dropped, but they're still looking at racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking with Diddy.
Here's the thing.
And if they can prove
that. So what
that,
is this case for then?
It had nothing to do with the domestic violence.
Right, but this case is for the sex trafficking.
Yeah.
That's part of it, but he's facing RICO predicates that are very hard to prove a criminal organization was just one guy as far as the trafficking goes. Because usually Rudy Giuliani like instituted that for the mafia, and it worked effectively for the mafia. But for one guy, Diddy trying to like prove he's the head of some criminal conspiracy is very tough. Like, it's hard to meet the burden of proof for those predicates.
Yeah, but also, like, now, like, how is he going to have a, well, I mean, he's not going to have a normal life, but, you know, like, if you're his friend, aren't you going to always, like, whisper around him or look for the cameras? Like, this guy has, that's probably how he got as high up on the food chain. Well, I know that for a fact. We've read that. That he was groomed to learn how to spy and how to blackmail people. And that's how he rose to a lot of fame.
Let's say he gets off with lesser charges and eventually, you know, just doesn't go to jail or whatever. So, obviously, the victims are kind of worried, like, what is he going to do to come back? But how does that affect his working relationship? Like, I don't know if much is going to change if he gets off. And they're saying there's a possibility, a pretty strong one, that he could face, like, almost no time or something very less severe.
That's wild. Also, another thing that really bothers me is the court artist.
What in the world?
Have you seen the latest one where they drew Puffy doing the heart emoji with his hands to his family?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Like, what is that?
Well, there was some instance, I can't remember.
That looks horrible.
The judge told the artist to not even draw the face of one of the chicks
witnesses
on the stand. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, how do you, like, okay, like, I'm just going to draw a body with no face on it.
Just put a frown face emoji on there.
Like, why
one,
am I even
one
here?
Cry, one dripping of the tear.
How could you allow an artist but no photographer? You can't allow cameras because it's a federal trial.
Why not allow cameras, but they have to run it through some kind of Snapchat filter to, like, make their head like a cat or, you know, their face is a bottle of Modelo, whatever it is.
How did nothing ever come up with the names of the people that were at these quote-unquote freak-offs? Because they're very famous pop stars that were there throughout the years, allegedly. That never comes up?
There's one guy, and I don't know his name, but there's this guy that was former security, and he's the one that Cat Williams kind of lifted up and said, yeah, this is my source for all this stuff. And that guy still contends every bit of that. But he went out on a big-time limb to even do all that, to say, yeah, this is what's going on. But then you read the comments of said interview, and people are like, well, you're just as bad because you didn't say anything. He's like, I'm saying it now. I quit. I'm telling you now. But that's the thing. If all of it really was, see, you think about that. The top of the food chain is maybe Puff Daddy, Puffy, Sean Combs. But then all the people, all the way down to the runners, the caterers, the people who brought the liquor, the
drugs,
models, the drug. I mean, everybody's implicated. And it's like, if you knew and didn't say anything, like, you're like, God, I don't want to say anything.
The thing that you told me about the children, how could you let that happen in front of your face?
Dude, with the
that is repulsive.
And
you need to burn in hell for that.
It's a mental deficiency.
Like, let me know for sure he's going to jail, and then I'll tell you what I know. I don't want to just throw it out there and
be the one guy. Don't do the either. Like, it's like saying, you know, my old thing about somebody says, you can eat crap and die. No, just kill me. I'm not going to eat the crap and die. You're going to kill me anyway, so I'm not going to eat the crap. No. Kill me faster.
Yeah. If you put it out fast enough,
listen,
I might
I don't
eat
know
it.
If they're going to feed me my own or theirs. And does it make me gay if I want to eat my own rather than theirs? They're a criminal. There's no telling what they've eaten.
That's horrid.
Paige.
Yes, sir.
What is you up okay? in the plex?
All right.
It's not like an owl pellet where just your stuff's hidden in
no,
it.
If I go, I'm going to go. And plus, when you die, I think all your bowels release anyway, so it's like, I don't want to eat that.
No.
I don't want to just die. What's up in the place?
Hope somebody dies over my face.
We're going to talk about what might be happening with the Fast and Furious. If you love those movies, you got to check out what's coming up next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I saw the one with John Cena. That was pretty entertaining.
I was going to say, not interesting. Entertaining, no, not really. For sure.
It's going to be the final chapter.
They've taken it to space. They've taken it to China. What's next?
And where else do you go? Fast and the Furious go to hell.
No. It's a foot race. Does Vin Diesel still do it?
Oh, yeah.
Vin Diesel versus Tyrannosaurus Rex from Jurassic Park.
Who's going to say family if Vin Diesel's not in the movie?
There may be a reunion.
Family.
Oh.
Somebody's got to say family.
The Rock. No, he's still in it too, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if they like each other still.
What about rapper? Ludacris was in it.
Oh, yeah, he's still in there.
Luda.
You got to have the ancillary background, guys.
Yeah, who left and can come back? Doohickey's dead. So yeah, we'll find
Kurt
out.
Kurt Russell, he was in one of them.
Was he?
Yeah, I don't know what he did, but I don't know. There's just so many people in him.
Yeah. All right. Fast and Furious, people who like to drive fast, Jeremy Clements, others. Listen, good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.